Melissa Scutt draws out a problem on the whiteboard at the front of her class. And like she often does, the sixth grade math teacher asks three questions.
Where are you starting? Where are you going? And how do you get there?
She pauses and studies the looks on students' faces in her classroom at Westview Middle School in Riverview Gardens. Scutt then places her finger on an electric timer.
On your mark, get set, go.
The classroom begins to purr with the sound of pencils racing across notebook paper. Tony Marie Young finishes her assignment early and sets down her pencil with an air of confidence.
She teaches more things than we're supposed to know. She pushes us really hard.
And that gets Tony Marie excited about coming to school every day.
I wake up every morning ready to get on the bus and stuff and come here and get my day going.
When it comes to strategies for getting more kids to school on a regular basis, what's happening in this classroom is a greatest hits package. Lessons are mini competitions, turning run-of-the-mill math problems into friendly races among students. And students don't want to miss out or come in second, so there's a healthy measure of peer pressure to make sure they're at school every day. While lessons are individual competitions, attendance is a team sport. As sixth graders line up for lunch, Melissa Scutt has time to step out into the hallway near the school's main entrance. She proudly shows off the award her class received for having the school's best attendance.
If I have a kid that maybe missed two or three days, I might sit down with them, show them their tests and their quizzes and say, like, what do you think happened? And every single time I've done that, they can say, well, I wasn't here. I missed some days of school.
Last year, about one in four students at the school missed enough class to be considered chronically absent, defined as missing 3.5 weeks or more for any reason. Rates for chronic absenteeism usually start to go up starting in sixth grade. This year, Scutt says none of the 24 students in her homeroom are on track to earn that label.
I don't think I've had hardly any students show up without a doctor's note or without a phone call. The kids themselves are taking a lot of that ownership.
And that part is critical because researchers believe a window opens up between roughly fourth and sixth grade when students form opinions about what kind of student they'll ultimately become. So getting kids to see the value in showing up every day by the time they leave middle school is really important. Robert Belfonts is an education researcher at Johns Hopkins University. For the past 5 years, he's studied how chronic absenteeism can undercut school improvement plans.
We often find it doesn't have the impacts we want, which then leads to a sort of frustration and cynicism that nothing works. But what we weren't factoring is that many times the very kids we wanted that intervention to have an impact on weren't in school often enough to have any impact.
And Belfonts recently found that if you start getting kids to school on a regular basis, the academic damage done by chronic absenteeism can start to be repaired. This is where we come full circle and head back to Westview Middle School in the unaccredited Riverview Garden School District. Principal Valeska Hill was brought in 4 years ago as part of a federally funded program to turn around the lowest performing schools in the country. Since then, attendance has improved a little every year, and so have the test scores that account for the bulk of how the district would earn back its state accreditation.
It's a direct correlation. Kids are here, teachers are able to apply instructional strategies and things that they were taught to the bodies that are in the classroom.
The results aren't dramatic, but Hill says it's progress. And while they know where they started and know where they want to go, she says getting there will ultimately require help from the entire community. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.